Perry, it's always wonderful to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, pleasure, Tess.
So now that Milo's tour is in the rearview mirror, what has been your take on this whole schmozzle that's been going on for the last couple of weeks?
Well, like one thing you can say about Milo is that he is very good at promoting Milo. And he's created a lot of tension, a lot of division around his visit, and certainly he's got critics out and left campaigning in force against him. And really, I think he took a lot of satisfaction from that. And that's what it's all about. It's Milo Yiannopoulos promoting his brand. When he says that he's a conservative, as a conservative-leaning person myself, I just bristle because he is anything but a conservative. I mean, conservative people do not go in for in-your-face, aggressive, downright offensive conduct. I mean, being conservative is not just a state of mind. It's a state of action. It's a state of conduct. And that man is no conservative.
And so I guess what basket would we place him in then if not conservative? Because that's definitely the one that a lot of people and a lot of the media that's been surrounding him at the moment have placed him in.
Well, I'd put him in the Donald Trump basket in the sense that, yes, I think he is right-wing. I think it is fair to say that. His opinions are very much of the fringe right, I think, in many respects, but also very populist. I mean, he likes pressing populist buttons in terms of dissatisfaction with society, with religious differences and so on. I mean, very much like Donald Trump. I don't see him as a mainstream conservative or classical liberal, you know, in the senses of people like Edmund Burke or Thomas Jefferson. I mean, I don't think he has an idea of who those blokes are, actually. So the only person that matters to Milo, as I said, is Milo.
I think that is very, very an accurate statement. So, of course, the tour involved 7 dates here in Australia, all of them sold out, and all of them involved pretty violent at times protests that did happen outside of his events, protesters versus counter-protesters. What do you think, I guess, this says about the state of Australian maybe left and right divide?
Well, Tess, I think actually Milo's visit in that sense has highlighted that I think the extremes of opinion, both on the left and right, to get too much prominence, but also the fact that we resort too much in our political conversation now, and maybe this is social media's fault as much as anything, but we resort too much to aggressive and violent language as well as violent acts. Instead of debating ideas, we go in for insults, we go in for offending, we go in for getting up people's noses, and civil conversation, just like civil society, is actually being pushed aside with all of that, and that's what I think Milo and the people who are promoting the visit were taking satisfaction about protests and violence from people from the left, but also I think some unpleasant people from the right turned up to counter that as well, and frankly I just thought it. His visit brought out the uglier side of our political conversation. I just don't like it at all. And as a conservative-leaning person, as I say, I think civil society is about being civil to one another, not about violence, not about offensiveness, not about aggression.
I completely agree. And I suppose, Terry, are there any lessons in this, I mean, for Australian conservatives who have just been sitting back and watching this whole thing boil over?
That's a very good question. And frankly, the one thing about we people on the, I like to say the centre-right rather than just the right, are not very good at explaining ourselves, not very good at telling our story, not very good at engaging the battle of ideas with the left. And as a result, I think the left controls political discourse. It's acting, and those on the right are always reacting. They're not being, people like me are not being out there enough, not being positive enough, not arguing a case enough. And when you get posing polemicists like Milo coming to Australia pretending that they are centre-right people just like people like me, they grab attention because you don't see many figures from the right actually out there generating the interest that people on the left do. And I mean, listeners may disagree with that, but I really do think that the right has a PR problem, and it's not just the quality of federal politics at the moment. I think it's a quality, it's a problem with the whole intellectual debate, and really it's fashionable, particularly from the centre-left, to talk about, oh, we must do more, government must do more, government must be bigger, we must tax more, we must spend more. People on the right need to either make their case why that isn't necessarily the best way of doing it, which is not the most popular thing to say. And, you know, it's easy to sort of say if you're coming from the left to, like, the Labor Party at the moment, wanting to defeat a Conservative government by saying that we need to spend more, we need to, debt's not as important as social welfare and big infrastructure and so on and so forth. The right needs to actually explain why good government is important, why being prudent is important, why respect for others is important. And I don't see enough of that. And I think our federal politicians, I think our state politicians on the liberal side of politics have got a lot to answer for in that respect.
Well, Terry, it's always a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for your time.
No worries, Tess.